الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحت النهار خالدين فيها نعم أجر العاملين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد إذا اقترف ثم تاب تاب الله عليه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر وقال ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه الندم توبة والتائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من كانت له مظلمة لأخيه من عرضه أو شيء فليتحلله منه اليوم قبل أن لا يكون دينارا ولا درهم إن كان له عمل صالح أخذ منه بقدر مظلمته وإن لم يكن له حسنات أخذ من سيئات صاحبه فحمل عليه وقال الله تعالى فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه وأصلح فإن الله يتوب عليه إن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, we all are human beings and we have weaknesses and we suffer from the desires of nafs which may lead us to sins. Although we have to purify our nafs and control it accordingly, and we should do work for akhirah as per Hadith Sharif, but if something we miss and we commit some sins, so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us the chance of tawbah. If we perform tawbah, our sins will be forgiven. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should take advantage of this. Allah says, and those who, when they have committed an evil deed or have been unjust to their own selves, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then seek forgiveness from Him. And who else can forgive sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they do not persist in what they have done while knowing the consequences of their deeds. For these ones, their reward will be forgiveness from their Lord, and gardens under which rivers flow, therein they will abide eternally. How great is the reward for those who work righteous. So it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind for us more than us. We do not favor ourselves because this nafs is like a child. As the child does not know its benefit or punishments of his actions, so he performs those things which are not good. But if he is trained for that, then he may understand what he has to do and what he is not to do. But in any case, if he commits some sins, so then there is a way of tawbah, and you should take the benefit of this way. So this has been described in this holy verse of Quran. If he performs some sin and then he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then asks for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a servant who has committed sin and then seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him repentance and forgive him. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this way, and we should know it. Actually, there are two things. One is shaitan, how he deals with us. And the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he deals with us. The shaitan routine is like this. He asks us to commit sins, and tell us, okay, let you do toba after that. And if we commit sins, then he says, oh, you have performed this much sin, this very great sin, Allah will not forgive you. And he wants to make us disappointed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So which may lead to kufr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly said in Quran, وَلَا تَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفَرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Do not be disappointed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins. Once I asked about these things from a alim, he said, what do you think about this jami'ah? Whether this jami'ah is from us or jami'ah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I told him it's jami'ah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, then can anything be left from this jami'ah? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says jami'ah for this, so it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really forgives all the sins in true sense. So this thing we should understand, and we should not put ourselves in the hands of devil, who is our enemy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, every one of the children of Adam are sinners, and the best of sinners are those who had erred and then repented and begged for forgiveness. Kullukum hattaun. So if we understand our position, what we are, so then we shall be able to know how to go back and take the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tawbah. So we can commit. Every one of us has nafs, has desires and chances of some sins. But we have other chances as well. And that is chance of tawbah. So if someone has committed sins, then he should in no time turn back to the true path, stop that evil, and then ask for forgiveness. There are three main components of tawbah, and the fourth one is subject to condition. First is nadamat, nadam. I mean, the person who is ashamed of that thing. So this is one. And from here, tawbah starts. And then stopping that action in response of this nidamat. And then determining that he will not perform this in future. So these three are the basic components for the acceptance of tawbah. But the fourth one is subject to condition. If someone has snatched something from someone, or it means he has done something against some person and he's teased him. So that way, either he should ask forgiveness from him. If he forgives him, okay. Otherwise, he has to return his haq to him if he snatched something from him. So for this, there is one hadith. Rasulullah said, whosoever has an evil deed on him against his brother's honor, or something else like that, should clear his affair with his brother in this life before such a day when there will be no dirham and dinar as currencies for compensation. For in the hereafter, if he has any good deeds to his credit, of these will be taken from him to the extent of his evil deeds. And if he has no good deeds, then from the sins of his brother will be taken and loaded upon him. So it means we should understand this thing, that there is Yawm Hisab. And what is meant by Yawm Hisab? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do insaf. So if some person asks that this person has snatched something from me, or he's teased me, or has caused some problem to me, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will understand to which extent that was. So to that extent, the other person will be punished in the way that, because there will be nothing with him, so therefore his good deeds will be given to that person who has asked for that, for the insaf. And if he does not have anything good, then the other person, bad actions, that will be put upon him, and he will suffer from that. So therefore, to protect us from that thing, we should do insaf here with ourselves, and ask for forgiveness. If we are forgiven, okay, otherwise we have to return this right to that person. And Rasulullah also said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance of a servant until the last moments of his life, because he has been granted the chance to make tawbah. And their chances to the last moment of life. It means if he is in a position that he understands that now it is definite to die, then his tawbah will not be accepted. But if there is any chance of life, so then his tawbah may be accepted. So therefore, one should not wait for that time, and one should perform tawbah before that our tawbah is accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he who repents after has injustice and rectifies his affair Allah will surely accept his repentance and forgive him. Surely Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. And these are those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of that we shall be granted Jannah inshallah. Because it has been told in الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزُّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ نَحْنُ وَلِيَّاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the person who says, Allah is my Rabb, and then he stays upon that, performs istiqamat accordingly, and does not change. So if it continues till death, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send malaika at the time of death, saying to him, do not be afraid and do not be sad, and accept basharat of Jannah, which was promised with you. And we were with you here, and we are going with you there. And the Jannah you will be given, in that you will be given anything you desire by her. And you will be getting anything which you will desire by mouth, because it will be the hospitality of Ghafoor and Rahim. So it means by virtue of these names we shall be granted. So we should understand this. We should take benefit of these two names, and we should perform du'as all the time for our forgiveness. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. And every time we should seek for forgiveness. Astaghfar, it's very, very great tool for forgiveness. For example, if a person, he is to be hanged, and some people are bringing flowers to him, some people are bringing good food for him, some people are bringing good clothes for him, but he is not in position to use them, so he will not take care of those. A person comes just with a dirty, on the dirty paper it is written, if you do this thing, you will not be hanged. So this thing will be of highest value for him, because this will be the route to rescue him. So this istighfar is such thing, and we should take advantage of this. There is one istighfar, very, 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 very great istighfar. استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب أذنبته عمدا أو خطأ سرا وعلانية وتوب إلى من الذنب الذي أعلم من الذنب الذي لا أعلم إنك أنت علام الغيوب ستر الغيوب غفار الذنوب لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. So in this we ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the evils what we know we do not know, or any type of evils. So we do have ilm of that, we do not have ilm of that. We have permitted, we have committed this intentionally or unintentionally, or anything like this. So this is very general, tawbah, istighfar. So we should take benefit of such things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. We ask for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر لنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا من الأبرار ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك.